Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Aida, founder of Unlimited Brands in Lifestyle Clothing Line.
And I'm your co-host, Simone, a content creator and founder of Meal Prep Venues.
Every Thursday, we talk about something new, something fun, something practical or inspiring.
We like to keep it real, relatable, relevant, and above all, unscripted.
So turn up the volume on your drive to work or grab your glass of wine, sit back and
enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Simone McKenna, and co-host Aida Pickering. Welcome back.
Hey, welcome back.
Love it. Hey, question before we start and dive into today's topic. Now that this, you know, the weather is kind of cooling off a little, well, you know, it's moving into fall, let's be honest. Some people have been in fall for the last month and a half. Kudos to you if you've decorated. What are you ordering at Starbucks, or what are you ordering at any coffee shop?
Okay, it's definitely not going to be pumpkin spice latte.
Amen, sister.
I don't know. I just can't get behind the trend. I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not going to be my first pick.
Right.
Someone gives it to me. Yeah. If you know, Simone, you're like, hey girl, I got you, you know, a free, you know, pumpkin spice latte. I will gladly have it, but it's not my first choice. Same for you?
Same. Yes. Scott will always buy me one every season. He kind of started that love when Gray was born, because it was like Grayson's birthday is the 23rd of September. So he used to do the grocery shopping when he was tiny, COVID, you know, all the things. And he brought him pumpkin spice latte. And that from then on, he's just always kind of brought one every season. But I'm with you. I'm not like, oh, first day that I can order pumpkin spice latte. And I haven't had one yet. So
yeah,
I just want to change up my order. I'm so boring. I get plain black drip coffee, and then I occasionally add in like almond milk. Mm-hmm. But I want to get fun, and I never know what to order. I'm always disappointed. So maybe listeners, send me your best like hot drink from Starbucks, local cafe. If you can come through the DMs, that would be phenomenal.
You know, I'm like you though. Like, so black coffee, definitely. That's usually what I have at home. But, you know, on occasions when I'm like, I'm traveling and I want something different, I'll do like a caramel macchiato, the hot caramel macchiato.
Ooh,
that is yum, 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 yum. And you just tell them like to not make it too sweet, because some can really, you know, just add too much caramel. But yeah, it has like a nice balance. You can taste the coffee, a little sweetness, and you got it. It's just good. It's just good. Yeah.
All right. I'm asking. I'm doing it. We'll see what comes through. Might have been taking photos. Yeah. All right. Let's dive into today's topic. Today's topic. Is it time to throw out life's or society's timelines and unrealistic expectations? Let me tell you how I came up with this. I know it's a mouthful. life's timelines. Okay. This is what made me think of this topic, and it was relevant to me. I don't know if it's to you, but I never wanted my children this spread apart. I wanted them close together, right? I have one boy, P.S. There's no pregnancy. There's nothing that I'm hiding from you guys. I have one, which means, and he's almost three, right?
Yeah.
Which means it takes like 9-10 months to have a baby, right? So he's literally going to be four by the time I have another child. I'm like, I never wanted 4 years between them. And I after I got Gray out of the bathtub the other night, I said to Scott, I'm getting stressed about this. I'm so stressed about this. Like, he's like, you're stressed about not, because like, we're not even trying. Okay, I know, but what if it takes time? I don't know. In my mind, I had my life planned out, and timelines now seem to be stressing me. And society hasn't put pressure on me, but I feel like all my friends who had babies around Gray's age now have another, or are having another. And it's not that I want to compare with them. It's just kind of what I thought I wanted. So that's kind of where this stems in.
Can you relate? I mean, absolutely. I mean, I feel like we have these preset expectations that may be created by society, or internal narratives that are based on our surroundings, right? So like, if you grew up in a family and, you know, they, you know, everybody, right? Or the majority of people, like, you know, they got married by the age of 30, and then they had kids, you know, by 35. And they, you know, were, you know, CEOs of the companies by 40. I'm sure you can feel a little bit of pressure. I'm sure you will hear like little comments, like little, nudges here and there from family members or the people around you, like, oh, you know, girl, the time is ticking. Like, where you at? Where is that career we've been talking about? Or where is that second baby? You know, come on, you're getting older, whatever that is. And there's something that someone told me once was like, a lot of the time people project their own expectations and their own beliefs. And unfortunately, we internalize that because, again, it's not that you're being criticized. You're being like essentially told something indirectly of like what your life should look like. And I think it has to be like, it's just something that I feel like happens to all of us. If there's someone out there that, you know, has never felt the pressure of your surroundings or life in general, like even when you turn on the TV, you know, like you're influenced all the time. Right. So we internalize it and set these preset expectations. But
yeah,
we say this a lot. It's like pausing. Is it really what you want? Like, just like you said, you know, like you're like, you realize that some things are not really what you want. It's not what you want for yourself. You may have thought about it at some point.
Yeah.
But it is not what you want in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt that in my career.
Okay.
I've told myself before, and that actually hindered me a little bit in a couple jobs ago, where, you know, I literally went into the meeting room with my boss, and I thought I was so like, I'm proud of that Aida that went in there and said what she thought, but it kind of backfired because I was like, all right, so I've been with the company for about like 4 years. And I feel like I should be a manager by now. Mm. And so I'm giving myself five years to be a manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I was literally a maybe like second level associate. And I was ready to jump the hoop. Right. I just wanted to accelerate my career. Wow. I can't speak. accelerate my career. But what I mean by backfired, that manager, which I'm grateful for, he made me rethink, is it really what you want? Because for you to be a manager at this company, you're going to be having to work 40 plus hours.
Yeah.
You're going to have 6 people reporting to you. You're going to have to sometimes work some weekends. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to be a manager.
Yeah.
It's not what I want because, you know, because again, I was told, you know, like, you know, with the degree that you have and the languages that you speak and all those things, you should be here by now. You should be here by now. And yeah, I realized it's not what I wanted. And it made me realize that was not the company that I wanted to continue my career. Because if you're expecting me to work 40 plus hours every week, then you don't care about my work-life balance in the first place, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So it backfired in a good way because then I realized that I wasn't ready for that kind of change.
Yeah.
And I wanted something different and I took a whole different direction. Absolutely. Also, for me, at least, I mean, I'm 30, I'm going to be 37, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, since I told my family that I was getting married,
yes,
dad and mom have been like, all right, okay, so when you're done with the wedding, so we should have a baby in 2024, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We want the grandkids. And I'm like, well, okay, what if I'm not ready for that? What if I want to, you know, spend the next couple of years enjoying being married with my new husband?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That I feel like that is a common life's expectation in society.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, girl. I know. Wait till you're married. It's just going to get 1,000 times worse, right?
No.
Yeah, it's crazy how we kind of just follow along and think that, though, isn't it? It's like, now you reflect, it's really quite silly to say, but yeah, when you think, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not until, you know, I got into my 30s that I took a bit more ownership of what I want in life. And so for those listening here, like, if something's not serving you, whatever the narrative may be, whatever the expectation is, just do you. You know, live life how and when it works for you. Go back to school after 40. Change careers.
Yes.
You know, have
yes.
kids when you think you're ready. You know, allow yourself to move through life in the best way possible that allows you to live your life to the fullest. And I understand, I know that it's easier said than done. But if we can remind ourselves in a way that allows us to move through our days and weeks and months with more of a, I don't know, more of a purpose, right? You know,
yes.
I think it changes the way that we live our lives, because then you're no longer focused on what everybody thinks of you, what everybody thinks that you should be, that you should be doing, or where you should be in life. Because you know what? We all have our lives.
Yes.
We all have our lives, and it's nobody's business to really determine how yours should be. And it's none of my business either to say, Simone, yes, you should start having a second child because I want Gray to have a brother. Like, girl, is it what you want?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, two cute Peterson babies. Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine Gray though? He'd be like, what, I have to share her? My clinger, my stage five clinger.
Actually, I've been meaning to ask you about that. Yeah. So like this might be like, you know, just a side conversation here, but this is unscripted. so, but like the clinginess that you've been talking about, like, is that something that you, like, is it the age or like?
I don't know. I mean, I think so, but also think like, you know, going back to our setup, like he's a COVID baby. So for his first like year and a half, he didn't have anybody around him. And then when he started to, like, we don't have a lot of help, you know, because my family's not here. So he's really just with me all the time.
Yeah.
So he's not used to being away from me and everything is together, or, you know, he's my shadow.
Yeah.
So, it's probably a bit of that. Like, I've probably done him a little bit of a disservice that way. No, he didn't really go into any, I mean, now he's good. Now he's in school and he's playing baseball, which is uber cute. But yeah, so we're just trying to do things now. And he is social. Once he's around everyone, he loves, I mean, you know, you've seen him.
The so, cutie. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be fine. It's just a lot on me.
Yes. But you know, like that even ties like nicely into, you know, our conversation today. Like, for example, like someone may say to you, you know, and not even like in a mean way, but just, you know, sharing their thoughts and say, oh yeah, you know, by this age, he's going to be almost four. He shouldn't be clingy. Mm. But you know the experience that your child has or has had.
Yes.
And so I feel like that's the pivoting that we should be doing, right?
Like, that's a really good point. There are so many of like social expectations and things when it comes to kids. People are real good at telling you where they should be at, or, you know, make sure you find a good pediatrician who supports you and backs you and you know, works to your guidelines. Obviously you want to know what this like social means are, but that's a good one. Good tie in there, Ada. Yes. I love it. Well, I appreciate you hearing me out on that one, because it was kind of
weird.
Yeah, you know, like on my mind randomly as well. Like, we'd even decided, like, all right, after Aida's wedding, you know, enjoy Cabo, come back, we'll be ready to party. And then it was just like, all of a sudden, I was like, oh my gosh. And even Scott, he's like, is 4 months going to make a huge difference? And I was like, apparently so.
Oh my gosh.
Love you, girl. Always fun.
Love you too. Always.
I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We really hope you enjoyed today's show. We release new episodes every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the show and never miss an episode. You can find us on all the major platforms. While you're at it, help us spread the word. Tell a friend and leave us a rating on iTunes. Oh, and let's be Instagram besties too. Follow us at _theunscriptedpodcast and let's connect. Until next time.